I invite you all to join me in a short prayer. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts and minds be acceptable to you, O God, my rock and redeemer. Amen. The wind blows where it chooses. You hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. You do not know where it comes from or where it goes. We do not know where it comes from or where it goes. This is what Jesus says to Nicodemus in our gospel reading this morning. We hear in the beginning of the reading that Nicodemus is a Pharisee. And as some of us know, the Pharisees are not cast as the best characters in the gospel narratives. The Pharisees' characterization stand at a contrast to Jesus, representing those who are of the status quo and not receptive to God's dynamic and all-powerful ways. Simply put, the Pharisee represents that which is in opposition to Jesus. The annotations in the HarperCollins Bible mention that the character of Nicodemus actually might represent a group of people, a group of Pharisees, rather than just one person. The wind blows where it chooses. We hear the sound of it, but we do not know where it comes from or where it goes. The Spirit moves and we hear it. We don't know where it comes from. Much like Nicodemus, we just don't seem to understand. Now, I must say that I really empathize with Nicodemus, this character. In the gospel today, Jesus, I don't know if you heard it, but he comes off as being a little sassy, uses some wordplay. It's very confusing, the language that we hear. And of course, this is a translation, which was in Greek originally. But still, even translated, it's quite confusing. So it leaves me picturing this 21st century Jesus with a Boston Globe or New York Times crossword, sitting in a cafe in Somerville, you know, sipping on that almond latte, a little snobby. I can just picture poor little Nicodemus, jaw dropped, head tilted to the side. What? Jesus? On the other hand, Nicodemus seems to open up the sass, in my opinion. How can one be born after having grown old? He says. Nicodemus asks this as if God has not always been one who has presented and represented paradox time and again, calling us to lean into paradox. For example, asking for all, yet asking for nothing. In the New Oxford Annotated Bible, Colleen Conway tells us that the whole first 12 books of the Gospel of John are describing Jesus' time in the world in which he performs signs to disclose the true nature of his identity to those who believe. So the true nature of his identity to those who believe. If this is the case in John, then we might see why Jesus is being sassy. His character is focusing on those who believe. This picture that we're seeing of Nicodemus is representing those Pharisees. Not so much the focus as someone who maybe seems to believe, but doesn't really. So maybe that's the reason for the sassy Jesus. The wind blows where it chooses. We hear the sound of it, but we do not know where it comes from or where it goes. The Spirit goes where it may. We hear it. The Spirit, God goes where God will. We hear the sound of her, of him. Like Nicodemus, we really don't understand. As adults, we don't understand why teenagers get so upset when their phones disappear, right? I feel pretty liberated when my phone disappears. As wives or husbands, we don't seem to understand the people that we've pledged to support. As children, we don't understand what it's like for our parents to age, even if we ourselves are aging. As siblings, we don't understand the difficult spaces that our brothers and sisters occupy. We don't understand because part of human nature is being selfish. On this International Women's Day, when we've come so far, we still don't really understand the ways that oppressive and sexist societies negatively harm all of us. On this eve of Purim, the Jewish holiday, remembering the story of Esther, we still don't understand the importance of highlighting women in the faith as much as their brothers. On this Green Sunday, we still do not understand the ways that our exploring the divine feminine will open up God to so many people, to God's creation in a faithful and meaningful way. This is especially true for young people. Hearing of Mother Earth, God's creation. The spirit goes where it may, but we hear the sound of it, but we do not know where it comes from or where it goes. We lack an understanding of where spirit is. In our world of noise, it makes sense that we lack this understanding. Our God, though, is the great communicator, calling us to rise above the clamor of the day, of the hour, of our life. The great communicator, our God, is here to help us understand. But it requires work. It requires action, great listening. Our God, this great communicator, is with us who are born of spirit. This is what we hear in our text. We may not fully understand the divine, but we are not alone. Our great communicator has come to set us free from the clamor. Our great communicator challenges us to point to peace in a week like this one, where the newsreel is pretty stressful. Our God needs us to step up to be the peaceful people, to point to moments of solitude and silence. Sure, sometimes we will have to do this loudly, but God needs us to step up for those who are hungry, those who are hurting, suffering. God has sent us many people to help us understand. Greta Thunberg, the 16-year-old Swedish climate activist, works to give us an understanding of what Generation Z now deals with. That's the generation born between 1993 and 2010. These are an anxious and distraught bunch, much like us millennials. They're concerned about the world they're being left with. She stands before thousands and she tries to help us understand. Basically, Greta says, nothing is being done to halt the climate crisis, despite all the beautiful words and promises from our elected officials. She poses a question. So what did you do during this crucial time? And then she asserts, I will not be silenced when the world is on fire. We must not be silenced. We must stand up and speak up. I believe that God's spirit is moving and breathing with many young people like Greta Thunberg. I believe that God's spirit will move and breathe should we work to understand. We must work to understand this God and the call that we have. We've become so hung up on being like Nicodemus, lacking understanding, that we don't see the great communicator by our side offering us support. So when was the last time you laid claim to the fact that you yourself were of the divine? When was the last time that you drew a line between God and yourself? If the wind, the spirit, is moving where it chooses, and we are hearing the sound of it, it's inside of our minds. And what that means is that it can reach our hearts. When was the last time you laid claim to the fact that Jesus' path can free you? Last time you reminded yourself that God is moving with you. On this very day, I tell you it's true. Also, you are called to be a great communicator too. The whole thing about the gospel is that it's not just God's. We are implicated. We're situated in a place of importance and we have a great role. We must stand up and speak up. For the colleague at work who gets bullied, for our child who's in a school that's not supporting them, for the people who need support getting a meal on a table, for the plants and animals throughout the world that help our human race exist. Sure, it's hard to understand, but we must not let our tendency to be like Nicodemus stop us from standing up and speaking up. God is not waiting for us to be perfect. God is ready for us to be great. The divine can be born in our actions every day. I pray that it be so.